How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. Let's talk about detoxification. Specifically, detoxification then versus now. So, my views on detoxification and healing a couple years ago, and how my views have changed over time until now. In the raw, vegan, and health community online, there has been a discussion or conversation, I would say, because, I mean, most of the time we are actually pretty reflected. Many people in the community are pretty reflected, and I really appreciate that. But there has been the conversation the last couple of weeks or months about detoxification and juice fasting. So I really felt like sharing my views and how they have changed over time. So 5 years ago, almost exactly, I basically started out eating mostly plants, or should I say vegan foods, because I was still including junk food. And just a year later after that, I was switching to more of a detoxification lifestyle, as most people would refer to, which means I found out I didn't even know about whole food, plant-based, or raw tofu, or all these smaller steps that you can do along the way from, you know, veganism to raw or even fruitarianism. But I found out about fasting straight away. Fasting, fruitarianism, and even, you know, living off prana, breatharianism. And I was so intrigued, because when something made sense to me and the people that I heard from it, or the people I heard from that talked about it, it just made so much sense. So I was really intrigued, and I was researching a lot, and I thought this is the solution for not only me, myself, but everybody. But of course, first I had to try it. So I jumped in, I did my first fast, 32 days, and I felt this energy rush and the high, but then I got kind of into a low again, and when I broke my fast, I didn't know really how to do it. Theoretically, I knew how to do it, but practically, I was just going back to my old eating habits, which weren't really that good and balanced. And so this is also kind of a reflection of what has been going on in the raw vegan community. Some people are pushing fasting to the extreme, just as I did a couple years ago. And I didn't really realize that I have a huge responsibility. I thought, well, I'm just sharing my lifestyle. I'm just sharing my experience, and people can take whatever they want or don't take it, you know, and don't follow my advice. Or not really advice. I wasn't giving really advice, but I was making it seem like this is the ultimate solution. Everybody has to do it. And I don't want to attack or offend anybody in the community. I'm just hoping that, you know, we keep this conversation going and we share our experiences, and especially people who are talking about fasting and these more kind of extreme approaches. I know extreme isn't really a bad thing. Extreme just means a little bit out there and maybe not as accessible for most people. And maybe, in my opinion, most people just shouldn't start off with fasting, especially people with eating disorders, because that's a whole nother problem. Is people see, you know, it's very attractive for people to see people choose fasting and going on these like 50, 100 day juice fasts and claiming that they heal everything. But it's more complex than that, because it's quite easy to talk about juice fasting while being on a juice fast, but then breaking it is a whole nother story. So I really hope that people are becoming more cautious and a little bit more reflective with the content they share, because it can essentially harm a lot of people. And that's what happened to myself. I started with fasting, and then I broke my fast, didn't know how to do it, and I started binging. And then the cycle, you know, started, because I didn't really have a healthy and grounded approach. I thought, oh, I want to go back to this, to feeling high and light and energized. So the only way I thought this is possible is by going to fast again. But overall, I feel like for most people, and really the goal, I feel like the overall general goal in the raw and health community is really the same. It doesn't matter if someone is talking about juice fasting or someone is talking about raw or even like whole food plant-based. All of us in this community who share health information, who are sharing, or people who are sharing their own path, they just want to inspire people to live healthier, because I think most of us realized how destroyed not only the planet in general is and the world we live in, but mostly our community, you know, us as a collective. And the only way to heal our world and find balance, create balance in nature, is also if we create balance in ourselves. And I feel like the more people we get on the raw train or whole food plant-based, and the more people that, you know, start to incorporate more healthy foods and just in general live a healthier lifestyle, more people will be able to look at the problems in today's world and start wanting to fix them, because they saw the flaws in their own lifestyle, and then it's a ripple effect. So how do we get more people onto becoming healthier is if we have a healthy, grounded and balanced approach. And that means, that brings me back to my point of, you know, back then I thought detoxing and healing means fasting all the time, means only eating fruits for X amount of days. And I thought, you know, as long as I incorporate nuts or seeds or salt or things like that, you know, that aren't optimal, especially in higher amounts or quantities, I thought I'm not going to be able to heal. But the reality is, when I look back and reflect, I healed my asthma and my skin issues and allergies just by going vegan. It was much better already, even though I was still eating junk food. And just a year later, after I incorporated a little bit more whole foods, then most of my symptoms went away completely. So without even going raw, or even before I started fasting, all of my health issues were already gone. You know, I still had some, you know, not the perfect skin. I still don't have it, because it takes time, you know. The body has to detoxify over a long period of time. But in general, it made me realize that, you know, we don't have to go into extremes. But it's okay. Some people that are already more advanced in their journey, the right approach might be, you know, a juice fast. And I view that more as a spiritual healing kind of thing, because once you go into a fast, especially if you touch like water fasting, short water fasts, it can be a really spiritual experiences and more like an emotional type healing thing. But for the physical health, I feel like to a certain extent, it's just not needed. And for most people that just want to live healthier and feel balanced, and especially for people that are dealing with eating disorders, it's not a good approach to go into these extremes, because it just makes their eating disorder worse, because you can't heal an eating disorder with food. Food is not the issue, it's a mental issue. An eating disorder is a mental issue which was created by certain habits that just, you know, intensified and created a huge imbalance most of the time. So this is really why my views now on detoxification and healing aren't necessarily different, just the approach to get there is different. Because now I see I had to step back a couple steps, you know, go back to whole food, plant-based, still a lot of raw, still a lot of fruits, kind of like a raw to full approach. and still high carb, low fat most of the time. But from this standpoint, you know, from this base foundation that I created now, I can step forward. And that's exactly what most people need, is they need to find the balance first so they can make wiser decisions moving forward in their life. And then automatically, you know, once people learn how to listen to their intuition, listen to their body more, then they can, you know, make the necessary steps to go into a more raw direction. But even then, I feel like some people just don't want to be fully raw. Some people might just, you know, be 80% raw, 20% cooked for the rest of their life and still feel great and amazing and have amazing health. I think we agree, most people in the health community would agree that a raw, high carb, low fat approach is definitely the way to go, with lots of greens, lots of fruits, some nuts and seeds and herbs, things like that. But you know, maybe we should ask ourselves, how can we inspire more people of the general public, you know, that aren't really interested yet in health? How can we attract these people? How can we make them or make a health approach and a healthier lifestyle accessible for them? And that's if we don't share, you know, crazy extremes with fasting, because or even, you know, saying, oh, raw is law, only raw is the only way to be healthy. That really pushes away people that don't want to be that extreme, that just want to, you know, continue their normal life and just be a little bit healthier and find a little bit more balance. So I feel like it's important for all of us to look at the bigger picture and just assess, you know, who needs what sort of approach. And yeah, so these were kind of my thoughts on detoxification, how I viewed it back then and how I view it now, why it's completely different in some ways, but not necessarily different at all, in the grand scheme of things, because it's about the intention behind it and, you know, what we do with it. So I hope that shines some light on, yeah, on the discussion, on the conversations that have been going on in the community, and I hope we can find an agreement and just come together and, yeah, not let us divide by having different opinions, really, because there's already enough division going on right now in the world, and certain people, you know, are pushing us to divide us even more and be against, you know, oh, this guy has a different opinion. But that's not really how we as a human species will solve problems, you know, by pointing fingers at each other. So let's come together, let's share our experiences, and let's be very transparent and open with what we are sharing and why we share it, so people can better understand it. And I hope we can really come together and create a better world for all of us, because this is really what we're here for. I feel like this is definitely my calling, and I see many, many more people are being called to walk that path. So yeah, let's come together, let's heal the world as much as we can. I know I might not be able to, you know, we might not be able to do it in just one generation. That's not really how it works, I feel like. But we can do the best as we can, so let's do that. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in into this episode. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, feel free to do so. Otherwise, if you have any podcast suggestions or you have any questions, maybe you are struggling with your health and you want to find balance on your health journey, then feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at fabio.bellanova. And yeah, that's it. Hope you have an amazing day and see you in the next episode. Bye bye.